Good evening and good day to all our listeners around the globe. My name is Kieran Sweeney, and I'm pleased to be your host for this call this evening. In the next few minutes, we're going to talk about a business opportunity that could really transform your life. Let me begin by asking a question. How would your life change if your annual income suddenly became your monthly income? Interesting question, isn't it? Well, let me add, how would your life change if you could do that by working less? Sound far-fetched? Well, in the course of this call, we're going to examine that issue with our guest speaker. You're going to hear from a very successful lady who has been in this business now for a number of years and hear how this opportunity has changed her life. I think we will all agree that one of the things that contributes to a successful business opportunity is the company's products. You'll hear about how these products have affected the lives of our guests and her family and friends and many people in her business. Now, the name of this amazing company is Niken, and it is positioned to be a global giant. Its products are focused in the wellness industry. And I think we are all acutely aware of the incredible timing of wellness products. In his book, The Next Trillion, Paul Zane-Pilcher states that the wellness industry will, in fact, be the next trillion-dollar industry by the year 2010. Niken is a network marketing company, a home-based business opportunity. And this type of business is now in high demand as individuals worldwide take control of their lives and their finances. So sit back and listen as our guest shares her story with you. I'm very pleased to have on our call tonight Linda Morris from St. Petersburg, Florida. How are you today, Linda?
I'm doing really great.
Good. So tell us, first of all, you joined the business about 6 years ago, I believe?
It's closer to 7 years ago.
Okay, 7 years. Now tell us, from the beginning, how were you introduced to the company, and really, what got your attention, and maybe if you had an experience with product, or was it a business experience, tell us your story, how you got started.
Well, sure, it's kind of interesting how I got started, because I used to suffer really horrible headaches 24 hours a day my whole life, or I figured probably about 22 years, and I had been through about 17 different types of doctors over the 5 years before that, trying to find some way to get some relief from the daily agony that I lived with. And it was really frustrating because they never found a medication or a therapy that would relieve the headaches. And I actually ran across Niken 3 times in 1 month. And by the third time, I started to think, well, maybe, you know, God's trying to get my attention here, you know. It's like that, you know, joke where, you know, he keeps giving you solutions, but you don't always listen to it.
Right.
And so I felt like he's like tapping me on the head, like, hello, is there anybody listening? And so by that time, I was willing to, you know, check further into Niken and the products for my own personal use. And an acupuncturist is the woman that actually introduced me to the products. She told me if I just used them consistently, it would help me to overcome my head pain and also my neck agony. And I was pretty skeptical in the beginning because I'd never heard of these type of products before, but I was willing to try, and 4 days and 4 nights of sleeping on the Niken sleep system and using some of the other magnetic products on my head and my neck throughout the day, 24 hours a day, and I had total relief, which totally blew me away, because I never knew, first of all, that you could feel that way or feel that good, and, you know, I wasn't taking any pills. So that really got my attention.
And so did the products actually get you off medication?
Yeah, I was on medication, multiple medications for all types of, you know, allergies and sinus problems and headaches, and they were trying all types of different medication, and none of those even fazed my headaches. They were so severe. So for something natural to work in 4 days, that was a miracle for me.
I'll bet. So now you had a good product experience, so then obviously you decided to look at the business. But tell us how that process happened and what got your attention on the business side.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the business didn't catch my attention in the beginning. In fact, I told Barbara Bono, who was the woman that sold me the products, that, you know, don't even talk to me about that. I'm not interested in that. I told her that 3 times. But fortunately, she didn't hear me. She kept calling me up, and she was fun. I liked being around her, so she kept calling me up, and I, for some reason, couldn't come up with a reason why not to go. to a training to find out more about the business. And then somehow she got me to go to a 2-day seminar called Humans Being More Training, which is all about you. It's not even about the company. And it was there that I started to basically open my mind to the possibility of a business. And then Barbara asked me a really important question. She said, well, Linda, do you know other people that suffer with the same type of headaches that you have? And I said, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of them. And she said, are you going to keep this from them? I'm like, oh, no. That would be wrong. And that's where, you know, I really started to get the possibility, and I definitely believed in the product. So from that point on, whenever I saw somebody or I talked to somebody, I was thinking, oh, how can I help this person to have a life that they're going to enjoy? You know, because there's a lot of people that have a physical discomfort, there's a lot of people that have financial discomfort, and there's a lot of people that aren't enjoying their lives.
Now tell us a bit about before you joined the business. You, I believe, were in the airline industry, is that correct?
Yes, I was a flight attendant, actually for a total of about 14 years.
Now, did you see that as a long-term career for security, or was it a concern for you that maybe you should look at a plan B?
It was a major concern for me. I worked for TWA, who now has been bought out by American and is no longer an airline. And working for TWA, I had been through a strike, 3 bankruptcies, a takeover. So, yeah, you're talking about a very wobbly industry. And I was tired of leaving home. I was gone all the time, and I really liked to be home. So I definitely was looking for something else where I didn't have to work as hard. And, you know, creating multiple sources of income and not doing it yourself was really attractive to me.
So you started it part-time, is that correct?
Yeah, I worked Sneakin part-time for the first 3.5 years.
Right. And then I understand, now you were living in St. Louis at the time, is that right?
No, I was living in St. Petersburg. I was,
okay.
I was commuting to St. Louis to go to work.
Oh, I... Geez, most people just go downtown.
Yeah, and they complain about that.
Yeah. So you had to fly to St. Louis to get on your schedule and then bounce around the country.
Yeah, so I've always known about going the extra yard.
Right. So when you, now obviously, I understand you're doing this full-time now, is that correct?
Yes, for about the last 3.5 years.
So how long did it take before you felt that you could go out and do the business full-time?
2 years.
2 years.
Actually, after 2 years, I could have quit, but I had a hard time giving up the past benefits that go with being an airline employee.
Now, what was the underlying drive to be able to go full-time in 2 years is very good. What was the underlying drive to get you there? Was it because you had such a profound experience, or did you see the income possibilities in Nikin, or was it a bit of both?
Well, within 2 years, I had already reached the income that I needed to replace from the airline job.
Right.
And I already had my first Nikin car, which was a Lexus LS400. With a navigation system so you don't get lost anymore. So actually within 2 years I had already reached a lot of the financial goals I had at the time. So I knew it was there, and the airline job was getting in my way, you know, because you couldn't plan more than 30 days ahead.
Right.
And that's the thing about being a flight attendant is you like your time off and you like the freedom. So when that freedom's getting in the way of having more fun, it's time to let it go.
Now, you've been in the business almost 7 years, so obviously there's been a lot of changes in the company, in our company, in terms of products. When you joined the business, it was a more of a limited amount of products. Over the 7 years, you've seen a lot of different products introduced, and we've expanded into different areas of wellness. Tell us, from your perspective, where do you see this business in the next 10 years? Where do you see it going? And if one was joining today, how would you convince them that this is an extremely viable opportunity and worth pursuing?
Wow, that's a great question. Where we've come over the last 7 years has been incredible. The product line, we are now Total Wellness. And what Nikin has come up with the certified wellness home, I think, is absolutely brilliant, especially when you're looking at it from a business aspect, because a lot of people have been introduced to business opportunities or, you know, looking at different businesses and going to meetings, which a lot of people find uncomfortable. But by what we've been doing with Certified Wellness Homes is inviting people to come to our house, and we walk them through the house. We give them what I call my now world-famous Perfect Start smoothie to start off. Mm-hmm. And that's what we start off our morning with every day. And then we talk about living water and the benefits of living water. And then we take you up to the master bedroom and the dream sleep system. And then into the bathroom with the shower head and the skin care and the Thalassocheil facial patches. And we just introduce people to the different technologies. We get, let them experience them. And it's just real comfortable. And just about 90 to 95% of the people that come to our home end up wanting to do the business. And I think that's because it's not just a business, it's a lifestyle. You know, it's about total wellness and, you know, being healthy, living healthy, and enjoying life. And that's what we do. So I think it's just incredible where this business is at right now and the potential. And it's just, it's real comfortable for people to look at it from that aspect and to experience it. And they want what we have.
Now tell us a little bit more about the personal development side of the business, our training. You mentioned that humans being more and the five pillars of health. Tell us a little bit about how you have come to live within that philosophy, the five pillars of health, and also how the humans being more training has made an impact on you growing your business and how it's helped you personally.
Well, I'll start off with the humans being more training because I think that's where it really begins. In the training, a lot of people, when they look at their lives, they don't really look at their future. They look at, okay, what do I have to do today and what do I have to do tomorrow and the bills I have to do and I have to do this and that and the other, but they're not looking out 5 years down the road and, you know, what they want to be doing, and is what they're doing right now going to give them what they want in 5 years. A lot of people have quit dreaming or fantasizing about what they'd really like to do in life or where they'd like to live and who they'd like to be. And in the humans being more training, people start to look at that in their life. They start to dream again. They start to think about it. And I think that's where I realized that the last goal I had set for myself was to be a flight attendant. And I set that when I was 12 years old. And I met it when I was 21. So I started to look at it. It's like, wow, I haven't really had a destination in mind for my life until I was at this Humans Being More training. And I started to dream. I'm like, okay, I'd like to be home more, although I would like to go to Europe, and I'd like to walk the cobblestone streets and sightsee and drink my cappuccino and go on my cruises and have somebody else pay for my car. And I'd like a really nice car that's comfortable. And just start creating your life. In fact, in the Humans Being More training, they have you create what we call a life cycle plan and put, you know, cut pictures out of what you do want in your life. In fact, one of the things that was on my life cycle plan was to swim with the dolphins. And I did that 2 weeks ago.
Which Great.
Was out in the wild, and it was an awesome experience. So it's really cool to start creating what you want in your life and then to start experiencing it. It's just a lot more fun.
It is. So for everyone who is calling in tonight for the first time to listen about our company, our business, you know, we are a company that offers a tremendous opportunity to develop a second income, which can eventually become a full-time income. And a lot of people struggle with that belief, but when you hang around enough people in this business, you'll start to realize that you can produce those types of incomes, and they're very real. Secondly, it's a business about helping others with some very advanced technologies from Japan, and I'm going to get a little bit into that in just a second. And third thing, it's a personal development company. It's about you being able to dream again and achieve your goals and really identify where you want to take the rest of your life and using Nikan as a vehicle to help you realize your dreams. And if you talk to most of the people who have really chosen to do this for the long term, you'll understand that, you'll notice that they're a different kind of people. They're very focused. They've got a vision for themselves and for Nikan. And it's really a remarkable journey that everybody's on. And the net benefit of it is every time we get a paycheck, we all know that we've helped hundreds, even thousands of people, not just in North America, but worldwide in the 32 countries where we distribute products. But now I'm just going to take a little break here and talk about the technologies for the people listening in tonight. If you haven't seen our technologies, please attend the wellness preview as soon as possible. There's a lot of wellness previews or Super Saturdays or expos coming up in your area, and the person who introduced you to the call tonight or asked you to join on the call will be able to give you that information. But we really have four technology areas. We call them rest and relaxation, nutrition, fitness, and environment. In rest and relaxation, we have our famous sleep system, one of the most remarkable advanced sleep technologies on the planet, probably the most advanced, and also products that help de-stress the body, take discomfort away, and put the body back into a positive environment where the body can naturally recover and improve itself. And really, it's about prevention. It's about putting your body into a state of prevention to prevent things from happening. We have an incredible nutrition line, which are pharmaceutical-grade, bio-directed, and bioavailable nutritional products. Bio-directed meaning that they're designed to go to the parts of the body that they were developed for, and bioavailable means they'll break down and be absorbed within 20 minutes. And because they're pharmaceutical-grade, that means 98% of what's on the label is actually in each tablet. Most commercial supplements that aren't pharmaceutical-grade, they only have to have 17% in each tablet of what's on the label. So it's important to know what you're getting and that you're getting a good combination, synergistically blended vitamin and mineral complex. The environment products are incredible water technologies. This is one of the technologies that made a big impact on my life and allowed me to get off a drug that I'd been taking for 6 years. Our water technologies will give you the cleanest water available, and also it's energized naturally with natural magnetic and far infrared energies, plus magnesium and calcium are infused back into the water. So what we have now is living water. And with our new extension to our PIMAG water system, we have the optimizer, which oxygenates the water and also puts more calcium, magnesium, and the magnetic and far infrared energy back into the water. But more importantly, the water is alkaline. And if the water is alkaline, it's going to help your body produce its acid when your body's under stress. So if we can keep the body alkaline, reduce the stress, you're going to have your body in a very positive environment. And with our fitness product, the Cardio Strides, a remarkable weighted shoe that will burn 300 calories in a 30-minute walk. That's equivalent to walking 3 hours and 20 minutes. So if somebody wants to be on not an intense exercise program, but they love walking and they want to walk to condition their body, these shoes are remarkable for burning fat and for increasing your base metabolic rate. So a remarkable product. So the whole company is now focused around total wellness, and we use the Wellness Home concept as a marketing tool in addition to our seminars. The Wellness Home is about showing people a lifestyle for living a healthier lifestyle, as Linda was describing. And we have lots of wellness previews for their public events where people can go and look at the products and hear stories and hear what other people are saying about them, and also events where you can learn about the business if that's what you would like to do, which we encourage everyone to look at. Even if it's just a part-time business, if you're working full-time and you don't have a plan B, everybody knows what's going on out there. The economy is changing rapidly, and if you pick up the book by Paul Zeh and Pilcher called The Next Trillion, which is available through Nikan, but in bookstores it's called The Wellness Revolution. Pick it up, read it. That book will convince you that this business is actually the best business to be in the wellness industry, because it's positioned to be one of the largest providers of these alternative healthcare products. So, Linda, let's go back. Tell us a bit about some of the experiences you've had in the business, some stories maybe of some people that you've had a great experience with your headaches and resolving them in 4 days. But tell us about some of the stories that have happened in your business, because that's really the glue that keeps everybody locked in, I think. When more and more people start to have positive experiences, they become so excited and passionate about the products. Give us a couple of stories that you've experienced since you joined NECAN.
Well, just this last month, I've had a pretty awesome experience with a woman that she lives here locally, and she's only 65 years old, but she looks like she's about 85 because she's been in so much agony for the last 10 years of her life. And she walked with a cane, and she was brought over to my house, and the thing she got really excited about were the shoes, the fitness shoes, which... You know, she's a little bitty thing, and the shoes weigh 3 pounds each. So it was kind of interesting. We put her in the shoes, and she walked across the parking lot with her cane, and she really wanted a pair because it was helping with her balance. And there's a lot of things this woman needed because she hurt from the top of her head all the way down to her toes, and she fell a lot because of her balance issue. And I ran into her at the grocery store, and she had her shoes on. And she was telling the pharmacist about her shoes. And all over town, this woman, who you wouldn't think gets around much, she's telling everybody in town about her shoes. Well, she since then has gotten the NECAN sleep system, which is the mattress, the dream pillow, and also the dream comforter, which just helps you get into that really deep, rejuvenating sleep. And I knew it would really help with a lot of the achiness and stiffness in her body. And she called me this morning because she's going out of town on vacation. And she had packed up all of her things to take with her. And she called me this morning and she says, you know, I have to thank you. You guys have totally changed my life. Because she's had chronic diarrhea, and it's unexpected. So that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to talk about. But she said, that has been gone for the last 2 weeks. And this morning I had my comforter all packed up. I didn't get to sleep under it last night, and it's back. So she said, I just know it's that sleep system that has got that under control, and that's something else that had kept her in the house. So she, and also we saw her last week, we stopped by her house, and this woman that walked with a cane a month ago, she was wearing stiletto heels around the house without her cane. So, obviously, those fitness shoes have strengthened all the muscles in her legs. So she's able to walk, first of all, without her cane, but in heels. So just the difference in this one woman in the last month has been remarkable. And that just makes you feel really good when you're able to help somebody regain part of their life.
And that's what keeps everybody so focused on this business because, I mean, that's only one story. I mean, there's probably thousands. How many people do you have in your business approximately?
I think there's about 1,800.
1,800 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what multiple sources of income is. So here's Linda with 1,800 people in her business. And now, how many are actually working this, say, 10 hours a week, would you say, Linda?
Well, I would say probably, I think the percentage is about 33%.
Right. So let's say 600 are working the business 10 hours a week. So that's, if you take 600 and say each person's working 10 hours a week. That's 6,000 hours of work going into Linda's business every week. People who are out there promoting prevention, promoting the wellness home, people who have a keen interest in helping others with a business that is just on the cusp of a real breakthrough to become the next trillion-dollar industry in North America. So now as that business grows, you know, over the next couple of years, Linda will probably have, you know, 900 to 1,000 active people working 10 hours a week. So the business really grows exponentially. And if you talk to some of the people who have been in the business for 12 years, a lot of them have had somewhere anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people come into their business with about 7 to 10,000 working on a regular basis, on a part-time basis, or in some cases full-time. So think about this from a perspective of leverage. It's really what our business is about. It's about leveraging and training and helping others to do the business, to learn the business, and then allowing them to go off and build their own business. And you provide for your ongoing support that you provide, such as calls like we're doing tonight, or just when Linda goes to a wellness preview or invites distributors to her house to bring their guests. It's all about leveraging, and we all leverage each other, whether it's downline, upline, crossline. We all work together. And when you have a group that's growing, you're leveraging the time and efforts of others, and that all develops nice residual income. So it's much like anybody who's a stockbroker or anybody who's in insurance sales. They develop a residual income, and that's how they eventually, over time, build a very successful career.
Well, Kieran, it's all about building teams.
That's right.
A lot of people don't realize that this is all about teamwork and helping each other be successful. And I think that's one of the biggest keys, is the support that's available in this business that isn't normally available. And as you were saying that, it reminded me of another story. Do we have a couple more minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
I had somebody in my downline, actually she's like, you know, five or six people down that I had never met before, and I met her up in New York. And she was asking me how I got started in the business, and I was telling her how I resisted it, I wasn't interested, and how, you know, Barbara kept inviting me, and I kept somehow saying yes. And I told her about the silver training, the humans being more training, you know, going there and realizing, you know, I think I could do this, I could be really good at this. And I told her, you know, I'm so grateful that Barbara got me to go. And she said, well, I'm really grateful that she got you to go too. And I said, what? It kind of stopped me. I'm like, what? She said, I'm really grateful that she got you to go too. I'm like, really? And she said, yes, because you went and you put yourself out there, my daughter doesn't hurt anymore.
Exactly.
And she said, previous to Nikan, she had not left the house for 2 years. And now she has her life back because you were willing to go do something that you didn't want to do. And I'm like, wow. So, I mean, that's where I really got it, that, you know, when people say yes or no to Nikan, they're not just influencing their own life. They're not just changing their own life, but they could be changing the destiny of other people's lives. So if you say yes to the business, you can be changing lots of people's lives. And if you say no to the business, you cannot be changing lots of people's lives. That's sad.
Perfect. Well, it's a great way to end the call. I want to thank you very much. We're just about out of time, but for everyone who tuned in tonight, wherever you are in the world, probably today if you're in New Zealand or tomorrow, thanks for joining us. And please now don't hang up and say, hey, that was interesting. If there's something here that intrigues you, please take the next step. And, in fact, call the person who invited you on the call and call them now. Don't wait till tomorrow or the next day. Call them right now and ask them, how do you get a little bit more information about this opportunity, and how can you see the products and even experience them? If you haven't had a rollout yet, please ask for a rollout, and I won't tell you what it is, but when you're all done, you'll be glad you asked for it. And find out if this is something that you feel that could be of interest to you, where you could help change others, help change the health of others, and also help people become successful and just better human beings in assisting others with their health and in improving income, then I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll be working with an incredible group of professionals and people that have a keen desire to really help others with their health. There's a lot of great people on this call tonight. I was listening as we tuned in. A lot of people have been here for years. We're all here to help you get started. We're all available to help you in many ways. And Linda, I hope we'll see you again in the near future. I don't know if you'll be up at Linda Proctor's Purpose, Profits, and Pins in September, but I'm sure you'll be invited. And it's a great way to get together with everyone across North America and just learn from the successful people in Nikan and accelerate your success in the business. So thanks to everyone all over the world. Linda, thanks again. And we look forward to hearing everyone back on the call in another 2 weeks. And I think we're going to have the Bonos on us. That's a little rumor floating out there. So,
and they're my sponsor.
And that's your sponsor. And they're great people.
Yeah,
so.
They are.
Are you the one that got the Royal Diamond?
No, I was the one that took them to Diamond.
Good for
and
you.
Platinum.
Good for you. Well, you just keep working on your Diamond. You'll be Diamond soon enough. And
yes, next year.
We're glad you're here, and thanks very much. Everyone have a great evening or a great day wherever you are.